TheTennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Australian Open podcast. I'm with Steve Tigner, who's down in Melbourne. I'm Ed McGrogan here in the U.S. You know, depending on where you are, this is heading into Monday night or Tuesday morning Aussie time. Regardless, we're at the quarterfinal stage. Steve, you'll be obviously going down there shortly. I just want to get your thoughts on just a couple matches today, some quick hits. First on Lee and Radwanska, which is a match I know you're going to be writing about. What are you looking for in that one?
Oh, that's a good match. I think that one's a hard one to call. Radwanska won, beat Lee earlier this year, but it wasn't easy. Radwanska's been playing well. She played a good match. You know, she hasn't lost a match this year. First of all, she's 13-0, and she played a good match in her last round against Anna Ivanovic. Lee Na is sort of hasn't been a lot of talk about her. She's, you know, won pretty routinely. She has a new coach, and that Carlos Rodriguez, Justine Henin's old coach, and that seems to be helping. It's helped, you know, maybe for the last half year. So I do think Radwanska looks pretty good. Her serve has improved surprisingly. Her first serve seems to be much better. So that could be a big factor, what she does with that first serve, because her second serve is still weak. So I would take her in that match, but that's definitely a highlight of the quarterfinals.
The other one for today, just another, you know, again, quick thought on maybe, is Djokovic and Berdych in the evening. And that's, you know, Djokovic, of course, coming off the great match of Wawrinka, 5 hours. And then, you know, talking about Berdych, he's a player who, it's basically this part of the slam, the quarterfinal stage, and usually when he gets his first really big-name opponent, he hasn't backed down, you know, lately really against him. This is where he beat Federer last year at Flushing Meadows. He doesn't have a great record against Djokovic, of course, but, you know, what do you see between these two? Does Berdych, you know, do you think he gives him any trouble tonight?
Yeah, this is one of those ones where you look at the way Berdych has been playing and look at the way he's been playing over even the last year and the way he beat Federer last year, and you think, okay, now he has a chance here. This is really a good shot, but it's unfortunate for him that he's playing Djokovic. This is the one guy he really struggles with. He's beaten him once in, I think Djokovic is at least 11-1 against Berdych. And Berdych just doesn't like to play him. He says it's just so much more work to play Djokovic than any other player. He can't blast him off the court on a good day the way he can somebody like Federer or even Murray. You know, Berdych plays Murray pretty well. So, you know, 2 years ago also, Berdych came into the quarterfinal against Djokovic here playing really well, and Djokovic beat him easily in that match. Two of the sets were 6-1. And also, as far as Djokovic's fitness is concerned, I don't think, you know, what Berdych's trainer was saying, that they're not even factoring in the fact that Djokovic played this 5 hour match 2 days ago. They think that that's not going to matter at all, that this is just going to be a normal, you know, match that won't even really, you know, unless this goes deep into a fifth set or something, that won't be a factor. So you know, I don't think there's any reason to think that Djokovic won't win this despite Berdych, you know, otherwise being such a threat and playing so well.
Well, let's stay with the men as we go to the rest of the quarterfinals. And the other half of the draw is where you see Murray and Federer. And those two couldn't have had different experiences, I think, up to this point. Murray gets he continues kind of, I think, largely a soft draw going against Jeremy Chardy, clearly the surprise quarterfinalist of the bunch on the men's side. And Roger, you know, even though, as you said yesterday, he's gone through really sort of a murderer's row of, you know, as they say, tricky opponents, guys like Tomic, Raonic in the third and fourth round, and he continues that with arguably one of the toughest quarterfinalists he could have faced in Tsonga, a guy who he's lost to actually at this stage before. But as you said, just as Murray has gotten through pretty much unscathed, really so is Federer, despite such a big difference in their competition.
Yeah, Murray has had, you know, he's had the good luck. He played Simon after he had played a long match, and now he plays Chardy, who upset Del Potro. So it really hasn't been, you know, that's been a, it's been a fortunate situation for him. Federer was fortunate a little bit last night. Apparently Raonic, after the match, said that he had been injured, and he had actually thought of not even playing, but otherwise Federer has looked good. You know, he's taken care of some potentially tough opponents pretty easily. And now he has a little tougher quarterfinal with Tsonga. I guess it just depends on what theory you have of whether it's better to be tested or whether it's better to be have an easier run and have rest. I don't think either way it really matters. By the time they get to their semifinal, that'll be a match on its own, and the how they got there won't really matter. And I anticipate a good Murray Federer semi.
I was just confirming that you do indeed think those two will prevail. But I, as I said to you last night, I think that semifinal should have happened is shaping up to be something really special. The way both those guys are looking, Roger particularly against, as he's shown the past few rounds here, I think that really is going to be the match that could kickstart this sort of big four talk again in 2013 at their first really interim meeting there. On the women's side, for the second slate of quarterfinals, you have two matches that I think look really nice on paper and, of course, potentially could be really good in practice. That's Azarenka against Kuznetsova and Serena against Sloane Stephens. I guess what I have to ask you about those is, do you think that when these play out that these might shape up to potential hype with them? Kuznetsova beat Wozniacki in kind of a back-and-forth match, but really outlasted her in the third set, 7-5. Gets Azarenka, who just came in off a great fourth rounder against Vesnina, but a really pretty poor third rounder against Hampton. And then Serena was even more devastating against Karolinka last night, winning 2-0. Gets Sloane Stephens, who, like Kuznetsova, played a really trying fourth rounder against Jovanovski. So there's a lot of similarities between these two matches, I think, in many respects. What do you think of them really when it all comes down to when the balls are struck?
I think the one that could be a good match, and possibly an upset, probably not, but is Azarenka Kuznetsova, because Kuznetsova, we know she can win Grand Slam. She seems to come around every 4 or 5 years and play well after not doing much and seemingly being out of the game. She always has that ability to beat pretty much anybody. As beating Wozniacki was not a bad win, and it's been a surprise. She had to qualify for the tournament before this one. So I think she could surprise, she can hang with Azarenka if she's playing well. Serena and Sloane Stephens, that's a little bit more on paper and probably in practice a mismatch. We know Sloane Stephens can hit the ball, but I think Serena will be motivated to win that match in a similar way that Federer has been motivated to beat the younger players, just because I think that's something that an older champion like that takes pride in, and she'll be up for that match. So that one is more difficult to see an upset there.
All right, we're going to let you get to the grounds pretty shortly for today's quarterfinals. Like I said, look for report on Lee and Radwanska, among other things, from Steve down at the Australian Open. Thanks for listening. Steve Tigner, I'm Ed McRogan, Tennis.com Podcast.
You've been enjoying Tennis.com's weekly podcast. Thanks for listening. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.